Thank you to all the guests and the visitors that are with us tonight. Sister Linda has made her landmark trip. We're glad to have her. Amen. She's probably about to run out of excuses, but she's just going to have to tell them, I need a fix every now and then. Praise the Lord. Amen. Feels good. It feels so good in here tonight. Praise the Lord. Matthew 12, 35 through 37. I won't be lengthy tonight. I feel like the Lord has ministered. But we're going through a thing here at Landmark. And I wouldn't be worth my weight in salt if I couldn't comprehend and read what God is up to in the Spirit. There's a calling to those that need to be in the missions field. And we don't want to ship you off to a foreign country, but we do want to ship you off to Thomasville. We want to ship you off to Welcome and different places and sow seed. It's a time for sowing. There is no harvest in the fall if there is no sowing in the summer. And so, Brother Yance, where'd you go? He's amongst the stuff. He's over here. Several welcome cards he showed me today with people that have checked yes for a home Bible study. And it's awesome. It's wonderful. Praise God. And we have a troop that we've put together, and I just would like for everyone to be on board. Praise the Lord. I don't want to give you a letdown, but I want to give you reality. You want some reality about home Bible study? Teach four of them, and you will probably win one of them. Now look at your neighbor and say, "So what?" Keep an attitude of gratitude about it. Praise God. I don't know how they put up with my teaching them home Bible study when I first started. I couldn't even pronounce half of the words. I didn't know who the people were. And when I say this, I'm saying it very seriously. I didn't know if Moses was before Noah or Noah was before Moses. I just knew it was something that they did in the New Testament, and my pastor said I needed to do it, and I jumped on it. I still have the chart that I started with. It's a mess, but I've still got it. And so, remember a few moments ago when we talked about our torments and our memories and our eternities, and God forbid anybody approaches me and says, "I waited for you, but you were not interested. I was available, but you were not interested." Anyway, Matthew 12, 35. "A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. An evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment." Amen. Can I just pause right here for just a moment? I promise not to be lengthy, but I'd like to pastor tonight for a little while. I'm not gonna preach about cussing and swearing and bywords and all of that kind of thing. But I do want to mention some things. There are words that the people of God should not say. Hello? Amen. We should not make reference to things. And we'll teach these things in the future, because we need to rehash it, because they're starting to crop up. Amen. And so we don't need these brutal. You say, "Well, they're not cuss words." No, but they're distant cousins. And we don't need any of them. Because Jesus said in Matthew that we're going to be judged by idle words. These words are words that don't mean anything, but they give people a feeling when you say them. And we're going to be judged for all of that. Hey, if we're going to judge with Him, first we're going to be judged by Him. And so, be careful about your language. Be careful about your tone, and be careful about the words that we use. All of us. Everyone. Amen. No one's exempt. You get a little mad, you get a little upset, or you're just joking and things come out and the words are not. Hey, let's just be careful about our wordiology. Amen. All right? I'll give you an example of one, and this is very, very minor compared to some of the words that can come out of people's mouths. But for instance, you see a car wreck, and then instantly, and I don't know why, but the teenage girls love this. Oh, my God! Don't sling him around like that. Let OMG mean, oh, my goodness. Well, I'm going to preach now. Just, he's your God. He is your God. And so when we mention him, let's be very serious about it. And don't just sling his name out there because it's what everybody else says. Amen. He is our God and we respect him. We honor him and appreciate him. Is that good enough? Amen. You don't want me to go down the list because it'll take away everything that we've enjoyed tonight. But just be careful with your words because we're going to be judged by from our idle words. But that is not where I want to refer to tonight. I want you to follow me because we're going to go to a little different place because this is what God is dealing with us about right now. This is where we are right now. This is the page the Holy Ghost has landmark on right now. Amen. So let's talk about the law of weeds and seeds. The law of weeds and seeds. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, Lord, help him. Turn to your neighbor and say, he needs it. God blesses you seated right now. Praise God. God's word, his word, is indeed a lot of things. But one of the chief things that the word of God is seed. It is seed. And once seed is sown, it is up to the individual that obtains it and receives it to decide what kind of ground they are that it falls on. We can go through what Jesus said about what kind of ground, briars and stone and all of this, good soil, bad soil. But that's the choice of the individual. But it is no choice with the child of God as to whether we sow it or not. It must be sown. So God's word must be cultivated. And in order for it to be cultivated, it first must be planted. It's got to be planted. Amen. And then it's got to be placed properly. It's got to be nurtured. You do not sow seed and then not nurture it. Amen. Once you sow seed, the seed must be cared for. And so the devil's word it'll just spring up and grow everywhere. That's the curse that is on this earth. It came from Adam and Eve. And so that we have to till the ground. We have to work the ground to get the things that we eat to grow and to be healthy. But we can literally not do anything at all to get what the devil has to offer to grow. Am I correct? Thorns, thistles, thickets, all this kind of stuff. And so the devil's word will just spring up anywhere and any time. We need saints and we need soul winners to spring up. And that's why I've been nurturing that for the last several weeks. Because if I can nurture it and someone will receive it if someone will believe it and act upon it, then you will begin to sow seed and you will become a soul winner that will spring up and do great things for the glory of God. It's amazing what great things God can do for individuals if they just don't have to receive the glory. If we can just do it for the sake of the kingdom and just do it for the glory of God. Amen. Just to hear him say, "Well done." That's all I'm waiting for. Amen. The world was created by what? The world was created by the Word. And here we are filled with the Word. That's what we enjoyed tonight, the Word. Because the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. And so the Word was a seed, and now the Word is God. And we've been filled with the Holy Ghost, and that is the Spirit of God. Ladies and gentlemen, please understand what you have. You have the same creative force that created the universe. And so, but there is a law that governs you. It's your choice. This is not up to God. This is not up to me, but it is totally up to you to decide about the law of the weeds and the seeds. Amen. So his word is established in heaven, am I correct? It's established. And we need to establish his word on earth. So here's a point that I want to make real quick, and that is confession rules. You heard Brother Matthew, he penned it, and he penned it properly. He said, we're going to be judged by the words that come out of our mouths. In other words, the thing that comes out of your, no matter what you say is in your heart, no matter what you say is in your mind, what comes out of your mouth is really what is on the inside. So confession rules. And I'm not talking about going to a priest and confessing sins and your confession at the altar of repentance and all that. I'm not going there tonight. I'm going to a different area tonight. Stay with me. But confession rules. Whatever that confession is, it rules. That's why some Christians have it good, and literally some Christians, well, they have it bad. Let me give you an example. Are you ready for this? The farmer and his cotton, his first planting. He said, this is what he said with his own lips before he ever planted. He said, it don't matter how deep I plant it. It's going to rain 3 inches and it won't come up anyway. And guess what it did? It rained 3 inches. And his crop did not come up. So he had a second planting. And this is what he said with his own mouth. I'll plant shallow this time, but it'll probably turn off dry. And guess what it did? It turned off dry. And it died. He planted a third time. And he said, I'll plant again, but it'll probably freeze early. Guess what it did? It froze. It's the law of weeds and seeds. Amen. The Spirit of God has let us know that he will answer our petitions. I'm going to give it all I've got, but it probably won't work. Guess what? You just failed. Because the Lord's going to honor your faith. I'm going to do this. I'm going to try this. I'm going to pray for a while, but I prayed before and it didn't work before. You're shooting yourself in the foot. what is wrong with whether you feel it or not and saying, I'm going to plant my cotton this year and I'm going to plant it deep so that it can't be overwhelmed and drowned with water and it's going to come up this spring and I'm going to have the greatest crop I've ever had. Why can't we say that? It's the law. We can say whatever we want to say. We can believe anything we want to believe. Amen. And if we can believe for good things to happen, guess what's going to happen? Now, can I get everybody on board with what I'm getting ready to say? Why can't 100% of us believe that we are going to have revival, that we are going to have church growth, that we are going to come together as a team? Amen. No matter what our nature is, no matter what our spirit is, but that we're going to hold hands and arms and hearts together and that we're going to make it all the way to glory. I don't want to go to heaven without you, and I certainly hope you don't want to go without me. Amen. Let's make it together and let's fill these seats. Let's fill this auditorium. Let's fill another one. Cool thought, but I just don't see it. You know what? There's a bunch of us that see it, and if you don't see it, you probably won't be it, and we won't have to worry about you anyway. Amen. I'm just telling you, we're going to fill this house with revival. We're going to fill this house with anointing. We're going to fill this house with the Spirit. We're going to fill this house with the power and the presence of God. And the anointing's going to break every yoke and tear down every stronghold. We will be delivered and grace will appear and we will dominate. And the devil will have to go down while we go up. Thank you. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so, you know, confession rules. Praise the Lord. And so people that think wrong believe wrong. When they believe wrong, they act wrong. Look at Mark 11, 23 and 24. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Now we can play games with that if we want to. You know, we can say like, well, that mountain's not a real mountain. You could say that if you want to, but I know construction crews that move mountains every day. Hello? Amen. It didn't say you were going to be a wizard and wave your wand and it was going to be gone. Amen. You know what you do? You stand at the base of a mountain and say, be gone, and start digging. Roll your sleeves up, get up, and get a little bit sweaty for God. Get a little bit sweaty for the glory of God and the kingdom of God. Work for the kingdom. Work for the church. Work for the will of... Hey. Catch on to the vision. Catch on to the dream. Catch on to revival. And watch God move this mountain. Hey, we're facing a mountain. We're facing... And this mountain gets bigger and bigger. The more we build, the bigger the mountain. The more we do, the greater the vision's got to be. The more people we win, the more we've got to win. Hey, but if God done it before, my God can do it again. Hallelujah. And if he done it through me before, he can do it through me again. And if he done it through you, he can do it through you again. Hallelujah. Am I making sense? Amen. It will mean nothing to you until it gets in you. And so I am sowing seed tonight. I hope I catch you with your mouth open. Amen. I wanted to sow seed in here, Brother Brown, but I would see that look on Sister Sandy's eyes. She's responsible and her crew for cleaning this stuff. Amen. I remember one time I dumped a whole bag of corn on the platform of a preacher, and that was 20 years ago, and he still reminds me every time. I say, you remember you dumped that bag of corn? And so I'm not going to throw seed, but I am throwing seed. I'm sowing tonight. Amen. I'm begging you not to let this be another night that it just goes like water on the duck's back and we continue to be the same thing that we've always been. For God to do in the future what he's got to do, I got to be a little bit bigger. Hey, does anybody here want something more from God? Wave your hand at me. I'm going to tell you how to get a little bit more from God. You go right to the place where you have been your absolute highest in the Holy Ghost. Go right to the place where God has done His greatest thing for you ever. Amen. And when you get to that place, take one more step. And God will get to do more than He has ever done for you in the history of your relationship with God. And I'm sowing a seed tonight. I don't care how tiny it looks. I don't care how simple it sounds. But if you'll take it and ingest it, you will accomplish more than you have ever accomplished in your relationship with the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Get the plow out. Dig into the Bible and see what it says about words. See what it says about our mouths. See what it says about our tongue. And see what it says about our attitude when we pray. When you pray, and when you say it's not working out, who told you that? Well, I don't see. Faith don't see anything. Faith don't feel anything. Faith don't understand anything except for the fact that my God can. And so I'm going to stand right here flat-footed and say, my God is. My God will. He's going to. Oh, this is all foreign now. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. This ain't a bunch of emotion. This ain't a bunch of feeling. This ain't a bunch. All that comes with it, and I love it when it does. But when the feeling ain't there, my faith is. You need to understand tonight, amen, that His promise is just as powerful as His presence. And when you don't feel His presence, you just reach up and grab hold of His promise and hold on until it comes through. You don't have a right to give up on God because He will never give up on you. Amen. Hallelujah. And so don't bind God by the words of your own mouth. And by your confessions. When you confess and pray and speak in the negative, God can't help you because He cannot violate His word. Amen. Praise God. He's not going to come along and kick you in the seat of the pants when you're all down and out and can't see the top because you can't even reach the bottom. That's just simply something we're going to have to do like David did at Ziklag. When the Bible said, when his men turned against him, when they burned his city, when they took all of his possessions, they took his children, they took his wife, they took everything he owned. And his men are looking at him and looking at rock, looking for rocks that they can stone him with and kill him. Amen. Hallelujah. And then all of a sudden, David turned his back on his men and walked into the temple and got the ephod, that is the priest uniform, and put it on and began to pray and call on God. He did that by himself. He did that all alone. Amen. He said, Lord, what would you have me to do? What do I need to do? And the Lord said, pursue. Amen. And as soon as David got a word, the rest of his men followed him. Amen. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. As I speak, the Holy Ghost is rippling up and down my backbone. I'm telling you tonight, I got a word. And you do not have to be with me. You can even be against me. I could care less. But what I'm telling you is I've got a word from God. Revival is coming to Landmark in a magnitude that you have never witnessed in your life. And you can get sucked up in the vacuum and go right down the drain. But you can either do that or you can surface above it and be a part of what God is and what God wants to do and be a part of the anointing. Yes, He's going to do it with stupid folks. He's going to do it with bad attitudes. He's going to do it with people that don't say it right. He's going to do it with people that don't act right all the time. Because we're human, and that's no excuse to sin. But I know God can grant grace. I know God can give us anointing. I know God can give us authority. I know God can give us power. We shall overcome. But even though we're not worthy. We're not going to sit here on our laurels and expect God to do everything and accept the Spirit to do everything and the anointing to do everything. Once we call on God, we're going to pick up the shovel and we are going to move this mountain. If anybody in the house wants to move your mountain, why don't you jump to your feet and raise your hand and say, Pastor, I am with you. I believe what you're saying. This is true. This is right. This is going to happen. And I am going to be a part. Hallelujah. Don't bind God with negativity. When you confess and pray, speak it. Say it. In a great way, I believe the Lord wants to tell somebody, repent of prayerlessness. Amen. And if you pray all the time, repent of your carelessness. Amen. We need people that can care. When you pray, hey, hallelujah, amen, stop being governed by what you feel. That's not faith. Stop being governed by what you hear. That's not faith. Stop being governed by what you see. That's not faith. There is a presence of God. There is an anointing of God. I've told you, I don't want to make sense. I just want to make a difference. How are we going to have revival in the worst state in the nation? Or city. Worst city in the nation. Probably worst state too. Hello? Worst city in the state. Not the nation. Hallelujah. See, God's already given us revival between the services. I think I said nation this morning. It's state now. See, we're already trimming this thing down. You see that silly smile on your face? Let's keep it till Jesus comes. Let's just, hey, if we're hurting, hallelujah, amen. We're going to be healed one day. Let's hurt all the way to the rapture. You say, well, I thought God. God is. He is. Why you want to ask me? Why you want to tell me I thought God? Because you don't. Don't let me find out who you are. Amen. There's a whirlwind in this house. Amen. I'm seeing things that Ezekiel saw. I'm seeing and sensing things that Moses saw. Man, if I had a rod, I'd place it right there on the carpet. Hallelujah. And God would take and divide this city. Amen. And we would walk through on dry ground and we'd have absolute victory and anointing. Hallelujah. We'd wake up in the morning, all the pigs would be gone. Listen, I want to make a difference. Jesus' greatest characteristic was this. Are you ready? Jesus Christ's greatest characteristic was His sameness. He would be this. If I walked up to Him today, He would be the same to me as He would be to you. He'd be the same to you as He is to me. So we've got to take on the character of Jesus Christ to get this done. Jesus was the bona fide seed of God so He could die for our sins and give us the day of Pentecost. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are the seed of Jesus Christ. I am not a weed. I'm a seed. You are not a weed. You are a seed. Let's grow something for the glory of God. Let's grow something for the glory of God. Oh, there's an anointing. Woo! I want you to converge to the front with me. Let's join together shoulder to shoulder, elbow to elbow, heart to heart. Let's throw our hands in the air and let's ask God if there's anything, if there is anything I can do for you. Some of you haven't told God in a long time that you love Landmark. Amen. Tell God you love Landmark. Tell God you love your church. Tell God you love your His people. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I can save you a lot of heartache. Amen. If you go somewhere else, you know what you're going to run into? More people. I promise you. You're going to run into more people. Amen. And you're going to be like that little boy in the Bible where he said, "My Lord, I had it better at my house than I do in this house." Hallelujah. Amen. Because people are people everywhere. Amen. So this is where you are. And so love your people. Love your church. Love your God. Get excited. Hallelujah. Get with the men. Teach a home Bible study. Sow the seed. Because when God looked at you in the eyes, He said, there's an individual that if they'll make the right choices, they'll sow good seed. And I'll be able to add to the kingdom. Let's close our eyes and lift our hands and ask the Lord to help us to sow that seed. Amen. It's the law of weeds and seeds. We're going to sow something. It may as well be good. We're going to sow something. Let's let it be great. Let's let it be powerful. Let's let it be wonderful. Something God can use. Hallelujah. Call on the name of the Lord. Reach to the name of the Lord. Trust in the name of the Lord.
And He's keeping me alive.
Yeah.
He's all over me.
My.
And He's keeping me alive.
Boy, that's the truth.
He's in my head, He's in my feet.
Woo.
I can hardly keep my seat.
Yeah.
He's in my spirit and my soul.
My.
I'll never grow old.
Holy Ghost.
He's in my heart, He's in my mind.
Yeah.
I'm glad that He's mine.
Hallelujah.
He's all over me. And He's keeping me alive. I know He is. He's keeping me alive. He's keeping me alive.
Oh,
He's all over me.
Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost.
And He's keeping me alive.
Glory
to
God.
He's all over me.
Yeah.
And He's keeping me alive. He's all over me. And He's keeping me alive. I know He is keeping me alive.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
On my right, He's on my left, in front and back, underneath, over me, and He's living down inside. He's on my right, He's on my left, in front and back, underneath, over me, and He's living down inside. He's on my right, He's on my left, in front and back, underneath,
oh,
over me.
Somebody worship the Lord with me right now. My. Hallelujah. Mercy. Heaven's going to be a great place, but we're going to make this a great place before we get there. The Lord deserves that. God bless you as you're dismissed. Shake hands. Be friendly. Amen. Greet your brother and your sister with a friendly smile.